Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Woo woo! Good Friday, everybody.
Yay!
Hope your weekend is off to a great start. Hope you got big plans this weekend. I don't know what they would be, but I hope you have them anyway. How are you, fellas?
I had great plans until your city screwed it up. You guys can't.
What did we do now?
I mean, Orange County put back on lockdown.
Well, I mean, y'all, you guys just, all started coming down to our beaches.
Y'all get a little bit of sun and go crazy. Everybody got to congregate and fraternize and do everything all next to each other. 6 feet,
all,
man.
Just, all of you L.A. County folks started to come down to our beaches, and now we can't have that, so we got to shut them down. You guys ruined it for us.
Exactly. A couple brothers walking around on the beach, they shut it down.
No, I don't know if it's that as much as it's too many people. We'll see. We'll see who goes out there this weekend or not. I know you're not supposed to, but something's going to happen. Yeah, did we really kill your plans, Key? Or are you just going to stare at the walls?
No, we are going to come down and hang out on a park or something. But
nice,
you know, just get out the house and drive down, hang out one of the little nice parks, and sit back and chill. And you know, maybe we would have walked on the beach or something, but. You know, thanks to the Travis Rogers and his clan that we had.
I know. Well, let's be careful with the word clan.
I didn't say clan. I just said clan.
I'm pretty sure it's with Sikhs, right? If Travis, I'm sure. Pretty sure it's with the C, not the K.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't say
clan members. I didn't say that.
No, but your clan is close enough. What about you, LZ? What do you got going?
Well, I'm not part of the clan. Why are you asking me?
I didn't think.
Well, let's see. I just got done watching Bad Education last night, which was awesome. I don't know if you guys know the story, but it's the kind of it's an HBO movie about the biggest school embezzlement scandal in the history of the country. I think it was like $12 million were embezzled by the superintendent and like his assistant. And they were buying houses off the beach. Plastic surgery, like he was amazing. You're like nobody noticed that the principal's face was suddenly stretched thinner and stressed out.
It means you got a good one, LZ. It means it was done well.
I guess so, but it was pretty good. So I watched that last night, and then this weekend, you know, just more of the same. It's 100 degrees out here in Scottsdale, so spending some time in the pool, doing some writing, and just trying to, you know, chill and soak in family time. There's no telling when, at least our little clan, Travis with a C, will be together like this for an extended period of time, where my 20-some-year-old son is here, my mom is here. So we're just trying to soak in this time, make the best
nice.
Of it.
Funny
nice.
Thing is you mentioned plastic surgery. How about that they're trying to open up the plastic surgeons in Beverly Hills?
Oh, well, you got to get your face pulled. You got to get your face pulled and your lips injected and whatever else it is that they do to themselves.
Come on, man.
You got to get it done.
I understand people want to make money, and I understand, you know, doctors got to live, and, you know, bills got to be paid and everything. But you fighting to really get under the knife?
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Most people fighting to not get under the knife.
Like, I want to know, how did that conversation even built up steam? You know, who made the initial phone call? Listen, we got to get these lips pumped up. We got to get some money in here.
Well, you know, if you don't maintain it, it's like a car, man. All of a sudden, you don't put air in the tires, it's going to go flat.
I get it. Trust me.
If you don't maintain it, you know, these people running around here get all these different... You know, surgeries done to their bodies and altered it. If they don't continue to keep doing it, think about all the butts that's running around here fake. Man, if they don't keep doing that, that stuff is going to be like fix-a-flat. It's going to eventually seep out.
I don't think it's an air pump. I don't know if it seeps out or not, but
you know what I mean. It's gonna drop. It's gonna be droopy.
It's gonna be droopy. It's gonna be down near their hamstring somewhere.
Be in the back of your knees.
All them face surgeries gonna drop to the chest.
Yeah, that whole thing is an absolute mess. But real quick, before we get into The Last Dance, episodes 5 and 6 coming up this weekend, Sunday evening, 6 o'clock ESPN, the ESPN app. You can get caught up on episodes 1 through 4 on the ESPN app, ESPN On Demand as well. I got our text thread open right here, Keith. That's salmon and Brussels sprouts, and that looks right. That looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No, it was right. You know, wrap it in an aluminum foil, season it, you know, brush a little olive oil over the top of the salmon. You know, a little about 15 minutes in the oven at about 475 to 500, and you're good. And you know, Brussels sprouts, you know, slice them up, toss them in whatever seasonings you feel like you want to put them on, drop them in the pan, put them in the oven. About the same time, they both going to come out.
That's not going to be a part of our bad food draft, which is coming up at 6:40 this morning. Salmon and Brussels sprouts is not on the list, so you're going to have to do better than that.
Sorry. Hit the wrong button.
And I left the skin on the salmon. I usually typically take it off, but I left it on, and it would fall off. As soon as I take a bite, the skin would stay on the aluminum foil. No problem. All meat.
Not bad. Not bad at all. All right, so like I mentioned, Last Dance coming up again this weekend, 5 and 6. And it's funny, as great as The Last Dance has been, usually by the back half of the week, we're looking forward to what's coming up next as opposed to still fixating on what we saw over the weekend. And this most recent pair of episodes, episodes 3 and 4, and the Isaiah Thomas storyline in all of this is still resonating because Isaiah keeps talking about it. The latest now is that he's gone back and redone his greatest players of all time list. That way back in 1999, this is what he said about Michael Jordan. From all the players I've seen and played against, he's definitely the best player ever. A lot of people like to argue this guy was better or this guy was better. He should be remembered as the greatest of all time. Fast forward to this week, number one of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number two, Larry Bird. Number three, Magic. And checking in at number four is Michael Jordan with Dr. J at number five. So yet again, Isaiah's story changed because he got called a name on TV.
Boy, in 99, what was the order?
He just has Michael at the top, and he dropped three spots despite none of the guys on this list taking a shot.
Well, that's why I asked, what was it in 99? Maybe he forgot what he said in 99. That could be the case, right?
Clearly.
I'm trying to give him an out, but I don't think that's going to work because I think everybody realizes the fact that Michael Jordan said whatever he said that really offended Isaiah. Isaiah has now re-ranked his top five all-time NBA players that he's played against.
The problem with this, though, is that it illustrates what Michael was saying at the beginning. That Michael was saying, look, I know his story is going to change. This is what this guy does, that he changes it to fit the story at the time. Look, if he had LeBron James on the list or Kevin Durant on the list or Steph Curry or whatever, you're like, okay, we can have that conversation. Those guys are active players who are surpassing other non-active players. These are all guys that haven't played basketball in 20 years.
Yeah, somebody post Michael Jordan, you would be like, okay, all right, we get it. If you'd have dropped Kobe in the air or
Kobe,
the Diesel
sure.
in the air or something like that, but you got guys that played with him back in the 80s. Hey, Isaiah, man, it's all good, though.
Hey, listen, I've seen a bunch of players, including Isaiah Thomas, move Jordan around. You know, Scottie Pippen moved Jordan around. I've seen Magic Johnson move Jordan around depending upon LeBron. The thing, to your point, Travis, the fact that he didn't add LeBron to the list, he simply put other greats ahead of him. It's petty. It's, you know,
it's obvious, but the
whole conversation is petty, you know, from both sides as far as I'm concerned. And it's just funny how, you know, we talk about how soft the NBA has become over the years. And, yeah, the league is not as physical as it once was. But the more these guys talk, the more you realize there's different definitions of the word soft. And if you're still bitter like this about handshakes and being called something by somebody 30 years later and all this stuff, there's an element of sensitivity that's obviously pretty present and right there, right underneath the skin of this veneer of you being tougher from the 80s and 90s.
See, LZ, you keep saying a handshake. It ain't just about that handshake. It's a lot of other stuff in there,
well,
too.
Well, all I can do is go on what Jordan said in the doc.
It just
and
is
what Jordan
not.
Said in the doc was focused in on the handshake. So yeah, I wasn't going to go on what he talked about.
But you know, he was also talking about them being very abusive toward him going to the cup. There wasn't just a handshake. You got to put all of it in play to be able to understand why he feels a certain way. Because it can't just be about a handshake. Even though we focused in on that handshake, there's a lot of other stuff that swirled around here.
We're focused in on it because that's what Jordan kept
trying. He also said that they beat him up.
Well, they beat everybody up. You weren't special. They beat everybody up.
Yeah, but Michael's carrying that piece. It just look, if we're awarding
LZ
wins and losses in this battle,
do
then
me
Michael
a favor,
gets
LZ.
The win because he dropped this and said what he said, and then Isaiah has responded exactly how Michael said he would. Michael called him a blank blank, and then he said he's going to change his story, and that's exactly what he's done.
LZ, do me a favor before we check out.
What?
Just say one time, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player to ever walk the face of the earth.
I haven't been here.
One time for me.
I haven't been here for the entire existence of basketball, so I can't speak to that.
As long as you've been alive and watching basketball, just one time for me. He's the greatest basketball player to ever walk the face of the earth since you've been around. Break time.
Oh, it's break time.
All right. Well, we've done the Isaiah Michael thing, and apparently Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers are still talking to each other because Brett Favre is telling us more and more that Aaron Rodgers is displeased. We'll hear from him. That's next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you got something good planned for this weekend. We got two more episodes of The Last Dance coming up on Sunday, 6 o'clock ESPN and the ESPN app.
It's going to be May, guys. It's going to be May.
It is May.
It is May. What are you talking about?
Oh, we're supposed to play this song yesterday.
is May. Yeah, I mean, we were talking a little bit during the break you guys tell me, did April go by like it lasted 10 years or 10 minutes? Because it feels like both to me.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. I can't believe it's summer already.
It is. It's getting hot, and the beaches are closed.
You know, I tend to move a month or so ahead all the time. I've always done that where, you know, you get to November, you're like, oh, football season's over with. That's just mentally, that's the way I've always done things. And I'm like, okay, we're in May. Okay, well, technically, before you know it, kids will be out of school. It'll be summertime. It'll be July. That's just where we're at, and we're stuck at home. It's 100 degrees.
No. You're not stuck at home. You're safe at home.
Okay, well,
safe at home.
Artists in residence.
Whatever you want to call it, I'm going to call it what I want to call it. You call it what you want to call it. If you want to say residents and stay
at home, residents and safe at home.
Safe at home. And,
yes.
And all those sort of things. Okay, great. I'm calling it stuck.
Well, that's why you keep whining this stuff. You got to change your paradigm. You're not stuck. You're safe. You're safe.
I'm always safe when I'm at home, even before this happened.
So now you're safe.
Well, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre have been calling each other during their safe at home moments because we heard what what Brett Favre said the other day about how, you know, I don't want to say exactly what we said, what it was said, but yeah, I don't think he likes it. He continued to talk. And now the last part is, or I should say the newest part is, Aaron, do you ever look around and say, I feel like the odd man out? And he said, yeah, Aaron and I have a great relationship and we talked about it. Obviously, he's a little disappointed. To me, the word disrespect, I think, is perfect. That's the message that it sends to Aaron. Isn't it about winning now? And that pick says no. First, let's start with this, guys. Why is Brett Favre the official spokesperson for Aaron Rodgers? That in and of itself just seems incredibly odd.
Well, I don't know if he's the official spokesperson for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he took it up on his own to share and discuss what allegedly Aaron Rodgers told him. I mean, you gotta kind of know sometimes guys like to just say things so that they could, you know, be out there. And Brett Favre has been, you know, he's disappeared for a little bit. And now all of a sudden He's back in the news, and it's a perfect opportunity. Great quarterback of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer. They didn't do what we all expected for them to do, which was to get something that we thought that they needed, which was help for Aaron. It didn't happen. So now let me add to the disappointment that I once had when he was drafted, or how I felt as a player when something didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. So I'm assuming that this is the way Aaron is doing things. And I also talked to him, and when we had these conversations, you know, he didn't feel a certain way. He wasn't happy about it. So now I could go out publicly and voice his frustrations to the public, even though he probably didn't ask me to do it.
Well, there was a period in which he was posting on Instagram, he being Aaron Rodgers, like day after day after day leading up to the draft. And then the draft happened and it was just silence. Now, maybe he lost his phone. Maybe he got blocked out or locked out of his account. Or maybe he was feeling a certain kind of way. I don't know. But what I do know is that since Brett Favre has been talking, he has returned to social media. Uh-huh. Now, it could have been a coinkadinky. You know, as I said, he might have lost his phone might have been broken, et cetera. But he has returned to social media, at least on Instagram, including posting pictures of him with his teammates with the quote, "Derby week, Missy being in Louisville with hashtag the crew." And then there are guys like Jimmy Graham, as well as Brett Favre, commenting. He's got like 800 or so comments on this post, but he's back to being active on Instagram after social media silence immediately after the first round pick. So I don't know if there's a coincidence between the timing. He could have lost his phone. He could have been blocked out. He could have been hiking and simply decided, I'm not going to be carrying worry about social media while I'm out hiking, anything. But Brett Favre started talking, and he reemerged on social media with pictures of the Green Bay Packers. This right, just seems like odd timing.
You're a real investigator.
No, but there's just and that is an investigation. And then there's just the most front and center part of all of this. If Aaron Rodgers wasn't, I don't want to say asking him to do it, but at least wasn't okay with Brett Favre throwing all this stuff out there, wouldn't he come out and say, hey, listen, Brett, I don't know where he's getting this stuff. I didn't say that. That's not what I've done.
He probably is okay with it because it's whatever. I'm not saying it, but I didn't instruct Brett Favre to do that. I didn't call Brett and say, hey, man, do me a favor. I'm going to give you some stuff. Go tell the press. He didn't do that.
No, I don't think he did that either, but they could have had a conversation.
Like, I have a conversation with you all the time. And if you want to go share our conversations with people in the public, I can't control that. Our conversation is our conversation. I would think that certain things, much I'm sure Aaron thought that certain things that he would disclose to Brett Favre would not necessarily be private, but wouldn't be for him to, you know, go on radio or TV and discuss. You're having a conversation about something and you go, man, can you believe that they took a quarterback? And you're like, yeah, them bastards or whatever you want to call them. You wouldn't think that he would then turn it into you're frustrated or turn it into whatever he decides to go to.
Disrespectful is the disappointed and disrespectful are the words that came out this time. And I mean, maybe Brett Favre pulls those out
because
on
you're
his
not
own,
sitting,
but
you're
you
not having that conversation, Travis, and
guy.
Saying you're not having that conversation and saying, man, they took a quarterback. Are you disappointed?
No, of course not.
The conversation.
No, I get that, Key. I get that Brett Favre's not interviewing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Having a conversation. I get that, but then he can take the conversation and construct whatever it is he wants to construct and put out there. And when he's talking about, are we winning now? No. Is he disappointed? Yeah. Was he disrespected by it? Yeah, I think he was. It doesn't have to be a formal setting for him to get the tone and tenor of what it is that Aaron Rodgers
and
is
I'm,
feeling.
And I'm sure there was a tone. I'm sure there was certainly a tone. It had to be a tone because Aaron Rodgers thought that they were going to do something else, and they took a quarterback. He automatically assumed, like everybody else, that they was going to take a skill position player with that pick because everybody was saying, well, this is what they need, this is what they need, this is what they need. The mistake that they made, and I'll say it again, is you got to talk to the dude, man. You got to let him know what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to say, hey, we're thinking about this.
Hey, we're going to try to win in 2025 instead of next season. That's what they should have told him, because that's what they're doing.
Aaron, look, there's a quarterback there that we like. We're going to take him because we feel good about our young skill guys. That's the conversation. It's not that difficult. But again, I'll tell you, they screw it up all the time.
Well, that key, you have convinced, if nothing else, you have fully convinced me that people do stupid stuff for no other reason other than they like to do stupid stuff. More from The Last Dance, including Ron Harper. Did he really say what he said he said? Not according to a couple of Cavs. That's next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you, if only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Happy May, everybody. It is not officially summer, but it's summer. Once you get into May, especially around here, it's the summertime. Key just said it, right? Kids are out of school. They've been out of school for a while, but this is we are in the unofficial stretch of summer from now. And in Southern California, what, until Halloween? We get like 7 months of summer. Is that what it is?
You know, because for all intents and purposes, we never had a spring, right? Because we've been indoors the whole time. I mean, it's like, oh, a spring. It's like, well, man, we ain't really had no spring.
We'll still have a Cinco de Mayo.
We'll still have a Cinco de Mayo,
but we'll be indoors. We won't be at the bars ordering it up, that's for sure, at least here in L.A.
No, maybe LZ out in Arizona. We'll see. We'll see.
No, they're stuck to the 15th, right?
Are you guys shut down?
No. They extended. The governor on Wednesday announced that he was extending the stay at home through the 15th. Though, in all honesty, they're quite rebellious out here in Arizona. We just don't get the same TV coverage. But
Travis, people acting up.
let me tell you something. So, I took the two dogs to the groomers yesterday, you know, to get washed and the whole nine, blah, blah, blah. And they called to go pick them up. So I'm standing in the designated area where you're supposed to stand, you know, 6 or 7 feet away from the nearest person. This woman turned around with her mask on and asked me to step back further. So I had my mask on and I was like, well, ma'am, I'm in the designated area. Where do you want me to go? And she says, I just want you out of my way. And I said, So I was like, oh, we go have one of these moments. So I was like, ma'am, if you get your dog and you walk to the left, I'll step over to the right or vice versa. I'll be out of your way. And so she was like going, well, these are trying times. I said, I know, ma'am. That's why we're wearing these damn masks. It's trying times for everybody. So then the best part is, so the dog finally shows up and she stands there and she's like, I don't know how to get out of here without, you know, getting in, you know, being too close to you.
Just get in the car.
Listen, so I said to her, I said, lady, you are 2 feet from the cashier that just gave you your damn dog. Why are you all up in my face and I'm standing in the corner somewhere when you're right in front of her? And so she just kind of put her head down. And I was like, going, now see, y'all gonna make me get in trouble up in here. I got my mask on, I'm 6 feet away, and you still wanna come at me with your stuff.
Well, if you don't show up on Monday, I'll know what happened. You got dog napped.
People are certainly losing their damn minds with this, the mask and just how they react and everything. And this, you know, it's like, okay, I had a dude the other day, I think I told y'all the story, standing behind me. I'm like, man, why are you up on me? And you see the circle right there, dude? You're supposed to be right there. I moved up further. He moved right behind me again. I'm like,
oh, no.
I was just like, and then I just moved to the side. I just was like, whatever, because you ain't obviously paying attention to what's going on. I was in the grocery store the other day walking down the aisle, and a guy had his mask off down at his chin. I walked down the aisle. But check this out, though. I walked down the aisle. Dude put it up over his face. Then, when I got to the other end of the aisle, I turned around and looked. he had it back down by his chin. I was like, people crazy as hell, man.
That's funny. Maybe you look sick.
I don't know.
No, I don't know what it was, but I done seen some bizarre stuff, Travis, since this all happened, just how people are moving around and how they social distancing. It's just like you don't have it's to weird. Act like that. You're not going to melt. Okay, you're not going to start to disintegrate.
I hope not. I certainly hope not. Again, going back to the most recent episode of The Last Dance, we haven't talked as nearly as much about this. Ron Harper was incredibly upset that he didn't get a chance to guard Michael Jordan. And the quote was, "We're up by one, and I said, Coach, I got MJ. Coach tells me I'm going to put Elo on MJ, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Blank this, bull blank." Right. So, and it was funny because Harp was clearly still upset about it years and years and years after the fact. But Mark Price and Craig Elo, two other guys that were on the court at the end of that game, say they do not remember it like that at all, that Ron Harper did not ask to guard Michael Jordan.
Man, you know what? How long ago was that?
1987.
So you got all them years that's gone by, and, you know, maybe it wasn't exactly the way Ron explained it. Maybe Ron whispered to Lenny Wilkins and said, "Yo, coach, let me just handle MJ," and he didn't hear him, ignored it. Whatever the case is, the man said he wanted to guard him. And if the man said he wanted to guard him and you elected to let Craig Elo guard him, which is barbershop talk anytime you go into any of our neighborhood barbershops and they talk about Michael Jordan and the history of Michael Jordan and whatever, and the young gun say, "Man, Michael Jordan, come on, man, he was guarded by Craig Elo, please." And that's what you're going to get.
Well, here's the deal. No matter what, somebody made the decision that Craig Elo instead of Ron Harper was supposed to guard Michael Jordan at that last shot.
Which was a mistake.
So whether Craig Elo remembers the conversation happening the way that Ron Harper said it or not, it doesn't excuse the fact that at the end of the day, he shouldn't have been on Michael at that point. Everybody knows he shouldn't have been. Michael Jordan could barely contain his laughter talking about Craig Elo guarding him.
Well, look, I mean, Craig Elo was not able to guard him. I mean, that's history, right? We all know the shot. We all know what happened. And obviously it was the wrong decision because the shot went in and Michael, you know, started or at least added to his legend at that point moving forward. But I think it does matter, at least as far as the way that it went down in the moment, because if Harper's saying, "I asked for it," and Lenny Wilkins said, "No, you can't have it," Craig Elo is going to have to go do it, that's not on Elo. Elo was given the assignment. He did the best he can. And then,
Elo should have passed up the assignment. He said, "No, coach, I'll do better to grab Craig Hodges or something. Let him take Michael."
Here's the quote from Elo. It says, "Harp had never really talked about defense or guarding people. He wasn't a bad defender. I'll give him that much. But I think those years with the Bulls where he got those championships, he was definitely third or fourth fiddle. So all of a sudden he becomes this lockdown defender. I don't really remember him during our time wanting to play defense that much. He kind of shocked me with those comments saying he wanted to guard Michael." I think Elo's offended. Like, dude, I didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for it. They gave it to me.
Throwing shots at Ron Harper. Okay. Okay, Craig.
It's not just Craig Elo. It's also Mark Price. Mark Price's quote is saying, "That caught me a little off guard. I didn't know Ron had such strong feelings about that because I didn't really remember all that. Maybe it's because we were in the midst of everything, or maybe that was something where Ron had talked to Lenny on the side or before. I didn't ever really recall that situation being a big deal at the time when the game was going on. I just remember Lenny kind of telling us what we were going to do and then going out and trying to do it. Obviously, it's something that had bothered Ron. Lenny picked, it wasn't a really a major factor as far as I was concerned. I thought overall it was a contested shot. It was a good effort."
Like Mark said, maybe he talked to him on the side. Like I said, maybe he just said, "I got this, coach. Let me, you know," and the coach said, "No."
Look, I get where Elo's coming from. He's being painted as this guy that was like asking for this assignment. He was given the assignment. And now all of a sudden, you know, 25 years later, we're saying, "Oh, you know, Elo. Yeah, we know Elo didn't defend him well, but to say, "Oh, I would have had it." And everybody saying, "I never heard you ask for it." I can see why that would bother him. Because it wasn't like Craig Elo said, you know, "Give me Michael Jordan." He wasn't talking about it for years and years and years. He was said, "Hey, you go guard 23. And I'm sure it was like, "Damn, okay, I'll go do it." But it's not that they said, no, Harp, you stay over there. You don't do it. I can see where that would bother Craig Elo for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is, for all intents and purposes, he becomes the butt of the joke.
Right.
Which is, you know, you got flushed on at the end of a game, even though you didn't ask for the assignment, you still was in the visual of Michael Jordan. And because you was in that visual of Michael Jordan, you're the one that becomes the scapegoat in this situation. Now, whether or not Ron Harper showed frustration or loudly said it or whatever the case may be, he says that he wanted to guard MJ at that point in time, and the coach said no, and the assignment went to Craig Elo for whatever reasons. That's what happened. And at the end of the day, I think from Harper's side, he was just explaining what happened and what the disappointment was. And because it's funny that Craig Elo is not this, you know, great defender type to be guarding Michael Jordan, that you would assume that they would put a guy like Ron Harper on him. And they didn't, and they wind up catching the L because of that.
Well, at the end of the day, this is the greatest documentary I've ever seen.
Michael Jordan averaged over 45 points a game and shot about 56% from the field in that series. At the end of the day, I don't think Craig Elo, Ron Harper, or Jesus Christ was stopping him.
Exactly right. All right. Get your cardiologist on the phone because we're drafting our best bad foods. That's coming up next on the morning show on 710 ESPN.
DeMarco's on with us live.
Not this time. Hey. Not this time. We've drafted a lot of stuff. We've drafted action heroes. We've drafted frontmen. We've drafted comedians. And today, getting ready for the weekend, we're going to draft our favorite junk foods, for lack of a better word. The things that we like the most that are probably not particularly good for us. So, you guys ready for this?
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir.
Watch, what's our order?
Well, this time we're going to go. We'll go Keyshawn first. Travis, you're rarely in the middle, so we're going to do an Oreo sandwich here. You'll be in the middle, and LZ, you will be the. Of course, it's a snake draft, so you'll be third. So we're going to do the foods that taste so good but are oh so bad for us. So, you know, Keith sent in a picture earlier this week of some junk food he made, which is off the grid for him. But so we'll let him go first. Keith, what's your number one taste so good but oh so bad food?
It's a snake draft.
Tastes so good, but oh so bad. I mean, do you put pizza in the junk food category?
Of course, sure.
So I would certainly say pizza with a meat lover's deal with, you know, sauce, Italian sausage, pepperoni, salami, ham. You know, the whole deal. Drop a little mushrooms on it, some chili flakes at the end of the day. I would, but you need the crust to be right, and the grease has to come off the pointed end of the pizza. It all has to be pushed toward the pointed end.
Can the grease at least cup in the little pepperonis that curl up when they get nice and crispy?
On the crispy ends, the grease has to sit in the little, it's like a cave, it's a cup. And it sits
in perfect. Good. Yeah. Okay, we understand each other.
Travis, what you got there coming up second?
Well, I need a ruling. Because I don't know if this is two different things or just one thing in different parts of the same thing. I want fried chicken or wings. Is that the same thing?
Yeah. No, that's not the same thing.
Why isn't fried chicken and wings the same thing?
Because no one
goes, say it's different.
No one goes to the bar and say, give me some fried chicken. They ask for wings.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
all right,
that's fine. Whatever, however you want it.
It's separate.
That's fine. We'll keep it separate.
Last night, I got fried chicken. I didn't get wings.
If I have to separate the two, I still have the choice that I want. I'm going to take fried chicken. Because when it's right, it's the greatest thing in the world. And even when it's not great, it's still pretty damn good. So yes.
Fried chicken ain't bad to me.
Dude, it's bad for you.
I got bad news for you, Key. It is.
I don't see it. I guess because when I cook my chicken, I cook it in grapeseed oil. So,
Key, I'm going to just tell you this.
You've never gone to the doctor and said, you know what? You know what you need to do? You need to eat more fried chicken. That's never been said in the history of the world.
And you know the life expectancy for us down south, boy, it ain't high. But anyway, LZ.
Fried chicken along with a whole bunch of other stuff that they throw out the back door.
LZ, that comes up to you. And since you're a third, you get two picks because you know what it is, my friend.
It's a snake draft.
All right. So with my first pick, I'm going to go with burgers.
Okay. Okay.
And then with my second pick, I'm going nachos.
Ooh, yeah.
Man. That sound you heard is me scratching off my next pick, by the way.
He stole one from you. That's a good one. That's right. So that brings us back to Travis and the taste so good, but also bad for your foods.
Okay, I'm going to go. Key, you inspired me because I don't get it all that often, but it's one of those things that every time you do get it, you're like, why don't I eat this more often? And the answer is because it'll kill you if you eat it more often than you probably should. But chili cheese fries, when you dump the chili on there, the fries, the cheese, the jalapenos, the onions, all the stuff that goes on there, nothing is a bigger gut bomb than chili cheese fries. And it is so, so, so good. So I'm going to pick that.
Oh, that's a good choice, and they're delicious. They look good. You just don't feel good after eating them, but damn, they look good.
Everywhere. And the guilt. Sleep. Don't forget the guilt when you're done. Yeah. It's like, what did I just do to myself?
There ain't going
to
be no guilt because you're going to be drooling on the couch if it's right.
All right, what do you got there, Keyshawn? You got back-to-backs here?
I would start off with potato chips. You know, potato chips is good, you know, because you can go through a bag without even realizing it. I mean, like a big family-sized bag. You mess around and get some Ruffles with some, you know, some sour cream and this on it, and you just sitting there and you eating, and then to top that off, you mess around 20 minutes later and go get yourself some donuts that's sitting on the counter.
So is that going to be your third pick? You going potato chips and donut in your snake draft?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Donuts. All right.
Think about all the sugar in them donuts. And if you ever been to a donut facility and watch how they cook them and they dump them in that bucket of grease. Oh,
that's sugar and fried. That's a double no-no for you. But all right, Traps, that brings us to you. You're in the middle there with Oreo cookie, Oreo sandwich here. What do we got?
The cream in the Oreo in this point. All right. This is another one. I'm surprised. I'm getting a lot other than LZ stealing my nachos. I'm feeling pretty good about this because I thought this would be long gone by now. I'm going to take, and you guys have seen me go to work on some of these from the car wash across the street every once in a while in the morning. Give me a burrito.
Yes, all day.
I don't see a burrito as bad food. Let him diss the burrito?
No, he was on board.
And you get that after the club, man. You know it's bad for you.
Yes. See, you're not supporting the six-pack with food. This, though. That's right. Burrito's up there. Okay, you can get a lot of bad stuff in there. Sour cream. Well, that's right. Okay, LZ, that brings us to you. These are your final two picks, of course, because you know what it is.
It's a snake draft.
All right, so I'm going to definitely pick up fries.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fries are bad for you. And then I'm going to double back and get the buffalo wings.
I'm surprised wings made it this far.
I just don't see it as bad.
That's why you're not supporting a six-pack, Key. So fries, and that's a good combination to have together, too, French fries and wings. Actually, you got the combo there. Well, that's a nice one.
Well, that's usually my Sunday afternoon during football season.
Okay, all right. Travis, that brings us to you for your final pick.
So I have a decision to make here because I have three things that are very savory. I have fried chicken, chili cheese fries, and a burrito. I don't have anything sweet on my list now, and there's something sweet that I could certainly go for right here, or I could double down and stay savory across the board. I'm going to go for the 4x4. I'm going to go savory again. I'm going to go potato skins with the sour cream and the cheese and the bacon and all of that stuff that gets dumped on top of those things. So I'll take potato skins as my final pick.
Okay, that's great. That's a good one there. Lots of bad things you can put in there. You can make them healthy, but people don't choose that option.
Why? What's the point of that?
You're right. So, Key, that brings us to you for our final pick. What do you have here for your taste so good but oh so bad for your food?
It's a snake draft.
I would say hot dogs.
Okay. Hey, that's people, up there on most lists.
Hot dogs are – it's a bad deal. I mean, I don't really eat it personally, but I've seen people eat them and eat multiple. I've seen guys put chili and all sauerkraut, just all dress them up the way they need to be, and get them right. But hot dogs are gross.
Joey Chestnut. I don't know how Joey Chestnut's still alive.
Well, just a hot dog right before you go to the rest of your meal is not a bad deal. Like if you're out in the backyard and you're grilling and you're making your burgers or your chicken or whatever it is that you have as the the entree, and you just throw a couple of dogs on there just to, you know, keep it interesting.
I can't eat a, so weird. I can eat a sausage, but I can't eat a hot dog.
The texture?
You guys consider?
No, I yes just no? don't. I think from a mental standpoint,
it's poor.
It's the hot dog. Growing up, 99 cents, you get your whole pack. Boy, you know, you get about true, 12. Man. It'd be about 12, 10 to 12 of them in a little pack. Where nowadays, you know, you get the sausage, the chicken sausage, they dice.
Yeah, those aren't hot dogs.
You know, no, that's what I'm saying. That's not the difference.
So last night I grilled some salmon. I grilled some halibut. I grilled some chicken breast. And then for my mom's, I did the chicken sausage. She wanted hot dogs, but like to your point, Key, it's just so hard for me to put hot dogs on my grill next to the halibut. It just don't look right.
Come on, man. I grew up eating hot dogs. Go get a pack. It was like 99 cents. And we boil them with damn pork and beans. Like, come on.
All right, well, that'll wrap it up.
But isn't the whole point of this draft to pick stuff that we actually like that aren't good for you? That I don't think any of us out here are saying hot dogs are, yeah, I don't know what, I got to have a hot dog. Yes, we all agree they're gross.
Yeah. But like you say, Trav, at a barbecue while you're waiting for the main food, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, swapping down a quick hot dog, you know?
The funny thing about
I hate hot dogs, if I go to a Dodger game, I might just grab me a Dodger dog, but it has to be the grill.
Can't
mess around with the steam ones, LZ.
All right. No, if you get a steam dog, you're doing it wrong.
You heard their picks when you get out of here, but you can vote on who had the best taste so good but also bad for your foods. You can find it on social media just in a couple of minutes and get your votes in because there's some good ones there. They're all good, too.
All right, Brandon Cook says that the reason he moves around so much is because he's that good. Does he agree? That's coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.